was going to say that I think that you do the job of the high school. I'm really thinking, as I said, they're 1,500 words, so that we might be clear, which means about involvement,
yes,
which is about right. The other thing is, it's right for buying 15 minutes of radio time, because you have to have all the other things. And I think that we ought to have some trademark for these jackass things, like we did today, drug conference the other day and so far. I think basically it's to have what I call the loud word. Now, I think one thing with speech, really can have in mind, is that can be done.
Sure.
It can be done. As a matter of fact, Bob, I think that, we've got to talk to Ehrlich and Shop a little about this. I think that the way we gas on and on and on and on, these messages that I send, I don't look at those, but I know that they run to 7,000 or 8,000 words, so many of them. It's bullshit. I mean, it doesn't mean that much. It's laziness. Mental laziness. Too many people adding on and on and on. You get my point? Let's start. I'd like to get the trademark of brief, pithy, quotable, memorable stuff. The reason we aren't getting memorable, pithy stuff out of our crowd is that they write too much. Maybe I'm wrong, but I really think that Ray's argument that, well, if you gave us more time, we'd get more in. See, I don't buy that. I don't think that's the problem. Maybe an anecdote or something. Okay, I think I'd agree with myself anyway, they have a suggestion. But the real thing about writing here is to write a very brief. If they have to write briefly, they're going to write hard. Hard stuff.
Make it work.
Or would you agree, sir, or not? I don't know.
Absolutely.
I know that when I write, that's the way. If I have to write something for 10 minutes, God, then I find something silly.
I think that's right. And I think Ray's point is answered simply by saying, fine, if the 1,000-word maximum holds you down, then we'll change it. We'll make it a 600-word maximum. Now, write your substance in 600. Now, when that's done, now you got 400 words to play with. You can do a damn good series of anecdotes, or, that isn't that right proportion. Say 750, and then you have 250 to work an anecdote.
This has nothing to do with what I will do on occasion. I'll go out sometimes. I'll talk 30 minutes, 35 minutes or so. I'm just talking with some people.
That's how you did with the Young Labor Group. You talked, that was a relatively long talk, but it was fine because it fit the mood of the occasion, the tempo of what you were doing.
You have to do that sort of thing. But it was sort of a happening, but I'm not reading a speech. If I'm reading a speech, the goddamn thing shouldn't be more than 1,500 words. Now, that's all
we ought to shoot for 1,000.
No, 1,000 for that. 1,500 for radio.
Yeah, right.
And 1,000 for anything that might have to greet somebody. 1,000 words.
Yeah.
Or, right?
Yep, I sure think so. And then you can say something that they'll remember.
That's right.
Plus, they remember the president came. That's all.
President came. And he stands there with dignity and he reads something and he doesn't try to get buddy-buddy with him and he doesn't gas. That's the point. I could have taken that sidebar speech. I tried to cut some and I decided just because I knew he'd submitted it to so many people. And that's the trouble. I knew they probably had their pet lines in it.
But the way to save it for the speechwriter who is stuck with the problem of having to submit it to so many people is to have the absolute 1,000-word max. And then the guy, when Shell says, well, you got to add this whole thing about this, Bill can say, I can't, George. I can only do 1,000 words. There's no place to put it.
We've got something. We're getting onto something here.
You develop a style with it.
Yeah.
You break out of the mold of the stereotype of what has to be done and go into what ought to be done.
I try.
And then do it.
And the idea that, well, that you have to always start in order to make a 7-minute speech, be prepared to make a 30-minute speech. You don't have to make a 30-minute speech.
Well, that gets back to the basic point, which is the day of the spoken speech being a means of communication is gone.
It's not really
a connection.
That's right. Every day, here's right. This will just be like a receiving line going coming through here. Photographs of 7 congressional candidates. And then we can have to grab the last 3 people.
I don't want them. I want them. probably better in the Senate.
Oh, yes, I know that. I don't think it's going to help that much to have a lot of time.
That's right.
Oh, it does, but you know, certainly it's a device thing. Get the guy to.
Except for the radio, I still think where speech has to be made, the radio really is, and for the president, not just in a campaign, but later on. When you get to a thing where we need to have a thing on whatever it might be, go on the radio and do it, and you deliver it. Anybody who gives a damn can listen to it. It's recorded so it can be replayed back to anybody who wants to.
The only people that you change that, they can use the television. Only for great events.
Right.
Now, our crowd around here, of course, is on Hog Island, insisting that I go on television. It wouldn't be great if the president goes on television. It wouldn't be great at all.
But like that, we have
overdone it just a little bit.
A veto of HEW, the thing to do on that would be to do it on radio.
Sure.
Veto it and make a little radio talk about why I did it. That sets the record. It's all done.
The loser.
It isn't something that goes
out to the water. I'm saying,
yeah,
I'm not going to do that on television.
Well, that, man, you want, well, yeah, you probably do, because you want to explain why you did it.
On television?
No, on radio.
Oh.
I mean, it may be worth doing that one to make the point.
So that really, also, the guy veto messages, kick them down, make it. I mean, now and then you might even veto in three sentences once.
Yeah.
Now, that just say, that would be one hell of a thing. I'd be enjoying this thing, said it back with it. In other words, let's get our own trademark. We're gassing on just like everybody else is on. We really, you know what I mean? And they fret around about the language and this and that. It isn't worth a damn, you know? Who's going to give us any credit for a long, long, historic message?
No one knows you did it.
Huh?
No one knows you did it, too. They can't give you credit because no one knows it happened. There we go.
Okay, I'll take a break.
I'll be on the table.